The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15. 10, 5. He'll score.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We are back. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman. Old School coming at you live at 1040 O Street. I don't even have to say Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. I'm going to say Foreman and Orman is back. Old school. Right? See there? Rapping forte. You know who else was flowing this week?
Who was flowing this week, Jay?
My man, Marcellus Wiley. Did you see what he did?
What did Marcellus
do? You know him
do?
And Ryan Clark been going back and forth? Now, Ryan Clark, we're brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, Special Ingredients and Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 85th and Andre Mack, and 168th in Maple up there in the O. Them two have been going at it. Now, I know Marcellus, obviously, personally. We played together. Really good dude. Has a really cool story from Compton. Grew up right up in the mix. And used education to go to Columbia, which he wanted to go as far away from home as possible. And then, obviously, he was very, you know, very smart. And then he played running back in college. Buffalo drafted him after he played running back. Being 6'4", 275 pounds, he at that time we was calling him wild style because he was just wild because he didn't have a lot of technique, but he just was learning and he played behind Bruce Smith and he just soaked it up. And so me and him were backups together. It was great, you know, but he always make fun of me all the time and stuff. And so he was wild boy, but he started to get it going. Then obviously you got Ryan Clark, who is very good at what he does, both with the, you know, obviously with the NFL or just ESPN, you know, as a figurehead, made a name for himself, grinded out. You know, he had a really good NFL career as a free agent and played 10, 12, probably more years than I'm giving him credit for. Won a Super Bowl, I think, with Pittsburgh. Then he does the thing with the pivot, you know, him and Fred Taylor and Channing Crowder. They did a really good job. But, you know, really, Marcellus – and him been going at it based on his coverage of Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson. And this is what you really get into when you're dealing with somebody like Marcellus. Number one, he's on the West Coast. And he doesn't sleep much. Right? I'm just telling you. This is the great thing. And he's extremely intelligent. And his petty level and knowing to get you and how to deliver it is on 1,000.
IQ level or petty level higher? Lockstep?
Hey, arm in arm. You know, he was at Notre Dame, walks out like this. Yeah, they locked and loaded.
It's Marcellus IQ and petty.
Yeah. And he's funny, too. You know, he's had his old thing because he had like a little bit of a kidney issue and he always is carrying around a water bottle. He's like, that's where hydration situation came from.
Uh-huh.
Now, we used to have a different hydration situation when we used to kick it, but he knows how to market himself and he does really good. And he stepped away from Fox and the whole thing. And so he started out with that. You know, he had intimate knowledge there and obviously probably has a potential for a lawsuit based on some of the transgressions that they had going on up there. Well, him and Ryan Clark locked horns. Going back and forth, Ryan Clark acting like they didn't know each other. Well, Marcellus was like, we hugging in this picture. I got my drink on your shoulder, but you don't know me. And then he's like, I hit you on the text. You ain't hit me back or something. Like, so he just coming with just
receipts, CVS receipt style.
Well, the thing about people don't realize about Marcellus, he loved West Coast rap and music. So when he'd go back there in the off season, he'd be around, you know, like Ice Cube and all those guys, you know, he'd go to concerts and he'd be everywhere. That was what he grew up with, you know, and then plus he was not flamboyant, but he's just big personality, big dude. You know what I mean? Always was rocking West Coast gear. You know, that was just Marcellus. Well, he could flow a little bit. Mm. My man dropped about 2.5 minute bars on Ryan Clark, ate him up. And then he's like, all right, I'm done. That's what I'm doing. So think about flowing, talk about Foreman and Norman. Mm. He definitely do it. So he's the one. Everybody makes fun of me because I'm slew footed. Marcellus and Ted Washington, they all did, but Marcellus just was every day.
Never found new material?
They didn't have to. because they just look, because I was a young guy. Uh-huh. So you're gonna get clowned until you start playing it. So you talk about what used to drive me. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna show you. Yeah, it's cool that
it's right? A benefit, okay?
Yeah, no, but I'm gonna like
better right, traction.
I'm gonna take your respect. Mm. Now they respect me just because I worked hard and all that, but I'm talking about on the field. And then after that, you know, it got to the point, it became a little thing. So I'll never forget, we were playing New England one year. It was cold up there, but it was slick. Now, Marcellus had made a mistake. Mm. I erased the mistake. So we in a game, it's cold. And that's how I know, like, if somebody's dehydrated, your lips get white. Right? You're searching for your brother, lips is white. You know, we out there sleeved up or whatever. He's like, dog. He's like, thank you. He used to call me Sweetie Rabbit from, you know, like on the cartoon. And then he's like, give me some. Then we kick feet, man. So we had a good time. But yeah, Marcel is a good dude. I'm about to have him on one time. Probably get him on like on streaming. He's good. Mm-hmm. He's a good dude, man. He's a good brother. He's in a battle right now. He's looking for all the smoke that anybody wants. And he does a lot of stuff. He gives back to his community and does a lot of good things. So
nice.
Big shout out to him. But now we're on to, if I was in an advisory role, what I would advise anybody that's under or ranked 20, 25 or lower, wanting to make a big leap and push the envelope a little bit. Now, we're going to have to push some of these envelopes with a little money in it, but it's fine if as long as we got the money.
So to be fair, 20 or below, that's your boy Stand on Business. He's got to be listening right now.
Missouri?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
That's who you're looping in right now.
Yeah, I'm looping. I'm definitely going to loop.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So,
I'm going to ask him if he really. Sense. Yeah, I like it. I like it, right? Here's what I would do. I would recruit the same. I would actually over-recruit 105. Mm-hmm. But before I do that, I'm talking to Austin Orman. And I want it to be ideally Division II. FCS, maybe, depending on the relationship, especially if it's a coach that was in my tree or something, you know, I knew him. So FCS or Division II. I'm having a deal that where I can help you and you can help me. Meaning if I have, say 105 is my limit, but say I got 10 guys, say 15 guys I really like, and I know within a year I got a spot for them. I just can't right now. I need a little bit older roster right now, or I need to have five more linemen and, you know, extra linebackers based on whatever I got going on. And I got to spread out these 15 to 20 guys, say, within local colleges. Somehow, some way, there's going to be an envelope on your desk, but then also the other ones that take care of some of these players. And I want to make sure you develop them. Hold them accountable and have benchmarks that they can hit. So once they come from said college to whatever college I'm at, they're ready to roll. Mm. So I'm investing in you and I would try to invest in your football program as well. So whatever, it may be help with NIL or whatever it may be. Obviously, NIL, besides the guys that I bring you,
right?
Maybe I give you like twice the amount. So say if it's five guys, and just say it's $100,000. Here's another $100,000 to help
everything
you,
else.
Whatever you need to do. Yeah. Because I think if you can do that right now, you can really, really find a way to skirt the rules, but then also the payoff is huge because you just expanded your roster while everybody else is at 105. Mm-hmm. You just expanded your roster potentially by 20, 30, 40 players. Now you might.
And you gave him game reps probably.
Oh yeah. This is a, I'm able to have maybe a consultant or analyst check in with him, keep an eye on him. Now you might lose some. So if you got 20 guys, let's say you always think like, okay, I might lose four. Or if I might lose five, you're still gaining a 15.
Right.
And just say they don't hit benchmarks and say that, say you lose another five, but you're still bringing in 10.
Mm-hmm.
Say you got a couple two that just take a little bit longer that need to stay back. You still got eight. See, now you got your own transfer portal and you don't have to worry about the riffraff.
Right.
You don't have to worry about a guy coming here and then doing like your boy Liam Cohen. Hey, we got a deal. I got to go to the bathroom. Well, he got more than bubble guts. He already headed back to Omaha. You know, to hit the right. Plane to go to another place. That would be my advice, man. That's what the way I would do it. And I think it would create a all for one, one for all within a certain radius or mile radius, because you don't want to get too far. Because you don't want to make a deal with a coach in Florida and you, like in this case, say you're in Nebraska. You know, you know what I'm saying? So in and then you don't have to worry about having them on the roster, them not getting enough, game reps, so forth and so on. We got a good text here, 3203. He pretty much said my idiot meter just went up. He said, remember, JUCO doesn't count against the clock. Yes, but here's the difference about JUCO, in my opinion. JUCO can make you lose players. And it has nothing to do with on the field. It has to do with everything that comes with JUCO. Not a lot of structure. Not a really good college experience. So-so academics. No accountability. And definitely the food plan isn't there. Majority of the JUCOs. Now, you can invest in a JUCO to up those things. But JUCO is more of the Wild Wild West. It's great that it doesn't. You can send some guys there.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you send a couple guys there that are a little shaky, and maybe you recruited them. And maybe you even talked to, hey, I need to see this out of you, in high school. And they didn't. Say they're getting a little scrap or whatever. And they need to go to JUCO. That's fine.
Yeah.
And I can invest in that. But then I also think that if you can get them to a reliable program with a reliable coach that you build a relationship with, and it goes both ways, that they're not just serving you, you're serving them as well. Mm-hmm. And it is financial. So there is some obligation there, or at least in your mind, and you might get jammed up some, but then that's on them, because essentially if you're trying to take the money and run, as I say, whatever these colleges, and not reciprocate what we expected back, well, then now you just hurt yourself, not only with me, but with everybody else. And so that's, if you can't, I don't think there's any rules without it. And you know what? I would just act like I didn't know right now anyways and try to get it done.
It's just coincidence. These guys just came to me. Sorry. I mean, we're just building a nice program they want to be a part of.
Yeah.
They just like it.
For some reason, they didn't want to come to Nebraska.
Stay close to home.
They like Nebraska so much. We didn't have a place for them. And, they picked up the newspaper and they went to Nebraska Kearney.
That's where I think if it is, let's start with the JUCO and then move into the other, I think, better example that you'd get to. Iowa Western's right down the road. Nebraska hasn't had a great relationship with them recently. Okay. Hopefully you can change it if it's not too late. That's a good, reputable program. Coach Strohmeyer's done some really good stuff over there.
Oh, yeah.
You could look at, I don't know, Hutch.
Yeah.
That's a well-known one.
Yeah.
Indy.
For JUCO, Indy. Right. Yeah.
Any of those are within the radius, right?
Or find one that's up and coming.
Find one that's up and coming. Make it your own, right? Put your guy in place there that you trust to develop.
Somehow, some way, you just went from on the list to the top of the list as the head coach. Man, I just came to me that I just thought, Austin, you'd be a great head coach.
Yeah.
Look at you. You got the headphones on right there. We just need the thing on. You look like, you ready? Yeah, go. I know you're ready.
Just get your whistle. You're all set. Brett on the text line says, how about resurrect the UNO football program? Ah, Brett, guess what? There's a different school in the Nebraska system with a football program already. 3 hours to the west.
That's Kearney, right?
It's Kearney. That makes a lot more sense to me for Nebraska specifically, because number one, it's already in the university system. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I know they don't share budgets or anything like that. High level athletic departments are different. But guess what? It's in your state, 4 hours away, off the beaten path, a little bit of a track record of success. Very easy for you to keep tabs on those guys. And very easy for you to keep track of the administration over there as well.
And guess what? As far as they get to. Because they're like, yeah, that Jay Foreman, he's all right, you know, but we can get another kid. Like
fly to Omaha and drive to Iowa Western instead of flying to Omaha or Lincoln and then drive 4 or 5 hours to Kearney.
Right. And then you get caught in a snowstorm from Louisiana. We don't want that kid anyways. Yeah. I like it. And I don't know what the whole deal, I remember kind of what happened with UNO. It would take 2 or 3 years. That would be a secondary partner that you actually plant the coach. Mm-hmm. He learns how to coach. He has to wear about 15 hats before you get your program up and running. Mm-hmm.
Not like Matt Rule's not wearing 15 different hats right now anyways.
Right, but you could get an up-and-coming coach that wants to, say somebody wants to get into coaching and he wants to go from analyst to whatever. Yeah. And you could mm-hmm. start, and you can house coaches there too.
Right.
Now, there's no guarantee that we're going to get you down here because I might not be here, but I got you started. But then also you're getting a lot of experience of building up a program, and then it's actually sustainable mm-hmm. if you do it now until they put a nix to it. And you know what? Just like they say, being down south or Florida, you can go to a 7-Eleven and find a 4-star or somebody running 4 or 5. Well, guess what? Now we get our advantage back. You might not have, I know they have a lot of JUCOs in California and Florida, but also I think like this, now Midwest schools, Nebraska, I'm thinking of Minnesota, they got, which is called Minnesota State now, it used to be Mankato State. They got some other, you know, they got St. Thomas, you know, now we're in close proximity. Now we got our own advantage.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com. Mm-hmm.
You know, say there's a kid from middle of nowhere, Minnesota, and you want to send them somewhere to get developed, get bigger, faster, stronger, you can put them there and you keep an eye on them.
What it sounds like to me, Jay, is kind of what a lot of college basketball schools do with prep kids. They'll graduate high school. They'll send them to a prep program they trust when they're maybe a year away. Some of these guys go from their junior year to their senior year at the prep school. Some of these guys take that gap year to prep school, right? They'll graduate from high school to start taking some college classes at their prep school that has a good relationship with a program or a couple programs. And then they're ready to go.
Yeah. I mean, it's
guess where Amari Bynum is right now. Not Omaha Bryan.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it was
he's at Link.
Yeah. Chuck loves kids somewhere too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, and there's a BJ, I forget his name. He's a local kid. He's at a prep. There's a lot of guys that go to prep schools. I mean, that's fashionable mm-hmm. now. Now, if prep schools are kind of like JUCO, look, fashionable way to say you think you're too good to play Division III. So, but to go to the right ones, you get ready. Mm-hmm. You're going to step on campus more battle tested. So that'd be my advice. That's what we, you know, I think that could help out a lot of programs. And there will be competition to come in and try to get some of those players because they think it'd be easy pickings to come in and say, look at my decal, Ohio State, Oklahoma, or whatever, Texas, that's ahead of you in the game. But realistically, you hopefully you'd like to, you know, create some loyalty, but then also you're able to actively recruit them because you have somebody either there, close proximity, so you can eliminate any of the negative recruiting that would happen by these big schools that just come in at the very end. So Matt Hopp has a text here. Zach Miller was a beast at UNO. I believe Nebraska only offered him a walk-on. I do remember Zach Miller. He was a dude. I'm not sure about the walk-on or not, but either way, you know, it worked out for him. Double G says, Kearney, Nebraska, 2 hours from Lincoln.
Yeah, well, it feels like four.
Yeah, it does feel like four, especially when it's windy. And you want to hear a funny story when I drove out to Kearney?
I need
Here's the funny story. I think I was going to Kearney or Grand Island, and it was a fall day because it was getting cold. And I just moved back, and I was working. So I had to go out there, and I think I was doing a speech or something like that. So it was a little bit later in the afternoon, early evening. And I had this Chevy Tahoe, older one, and I didn't, you know, I'd drive all my cars till they're dead. And it wasn't very good on gas. Mm. And, you know, it was like when you pass one, I was like, oh, there'll be another. Because in Minneapolis, when you're driving them in a bigger city, they're on every exit. So got out there. And I was like, I should have got off. I didn't. I look over to the left. There's two horses running down the middle. They must have got out of whatever, the pasture or whatever they were at. And I was like, I've never seen that before. And then, you know, when it gets like down, goes from like this old truck I had, goes from a quarter to like right above.
On the line.
Uh-huh. I'm like, dang, that was like 5 miles. But it was real windy. So, and I had the heat on. So the car, the engine was. When I tell you, Austin, I was like on fumes and putt-putting like once I got off the exit and I had to walk like a half a mile in the wind with get the gas tank, barely made it. Your boy was like, I'll never do that again.
Always get off the exit before instead of the exit after. Before.
That's what my dad used to do. When I used to drive with my dad to D.C., Frederick, Maryland, for every holiday, he'd always tell me that. Don't ever chance it. No. It's not worth it. Chanced it, and it was not worth it. The only thing that was worth it was seeing those two horses. I was like, first of all, the horse ain't going to end up good.
You ever gone horseback riding?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
I ain't like it. There's some big animals.
They're horses.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
Yeah, but I was... First of all, you always see the videos of them kicking people.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
No, that's not going to be me.
No, I'm walking, you know. And then it was like, you know, I think they have like animal instinct. I was scared. And.
Oh, they can tell.
Yeah.
They know.
Yeah. So I rode a horse once and it was on the beach. And, you know, I was at this time, I was, you know, a little bit more heavier, you know. I was like, I know I wore this horse out. I know I wore it.
Thank you for your service. Yeah. Go take a nice sleep.
I know I wore this horse out, man. I felt bad. You know what I'm saying? I just like, dang.
Part of me is hoping you grabbed one of those horses off the middle of the interstate and rode that into town, cowboy style, to get the gas and then rode back and set it free, all heroic and majestic.
I would do it again. I'd like to have a cowboy hat on.
Mm. Your connections down there in cowboy Texan country, obviously. But
yeah. Yeah. It was for real. I was scared, man. I don't like, I'm not a control freak, but you know, you always see the thing where they just.
It's a wild animal, man.
Right. And they jump up and then get
domesticated.
Bucked off.
It's wild.
Yeah. Get bucked off. And I ain't got time for that. No. Yeah.
Not wearing the vest like the rodeo guys put a hole in your chest. No. You thought that Edrin James punch was bad. We should get a horse hoof.
Yeah. I ain't going over to running with the bulls at all. First of all, I'm an easy target because I can't move. I ain't getting blown up. Yeah. So we got another text here from unknown texter 1000. The Jay, as long as you don't run up against a kangaroo. Yo, have you seen some of them kangaroos? They look like they've been in prison.
Oh my gosh. All they have time to do is work out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you seen the one video on, I don't know what social media thing, the kangaroo that had the dog?
Yeah.
And was trying to drown the dog or whatever. It, you know, dragged it to the water. Mm-hmm. Then the guy was punching the kangaroo. Kangaroo was, taking
him. Eating him.
No, not happening.
And that's what Australians ride to school every day.
I know. They got some weird stuff in Australia.
That should not be a real place.
That's definitely where dinosaurs are.
Oh, Jurassic Park. For real. No one is in Western Australia. No one. Just the dinosaurs just chilling.
40-foot-long snakes. Yeah.
Eating spiders. Like, yeah. All that. Koalas.
Brett Papuelo's over there. He's from there, but he lives. Yeah. And then also a guy name is, I think is I played with him. Actually, he was back for a reunion named Chris Cherry. He's a personal trainer. Well, I think his wife is from over there, and he lives over there. And he said, he's like, hey, he's like, the spiders are for real. He's like, but it's in places that you would never go.
Yeah.
Like, you got to actually, but what if one gets off the beaten path?
It's finding me. Right. That's how that works.
Right.
Australia is just the Provo, Utah of the world.
Yeah. It's a long trip, too. Long 24 trip. Hours?
Yeah.
It's not straight, but still.
That's still a long trip.
Because that's the place you got to stay for a month, right?
At least a week. To make it worth your while. 2 weeks? Yeah.
The Outback Jack.
Mm-mm. Boy, mate.
They got good food over there.
So I've been told.
Yeah.
But they also have Vegemite.
What's that?
Literally, it's like salty, like vegetable paste that they put on bread.
Really?
Yeah. Look, you have your last. So it's Vegemite.
Vegemite. Vegemite,
like,
sandwich.
It literally looks like molasses, except it's like salty.
Yeah, see that? See it right? Yeah, I see it right here. And they sell it. No, see, that's right there, Australia. You just lost me. No more. We're done.
We got, I'll be seeing you or not.
Unknown texter 2563 says, not good. Yep, not happening. Double G says, it doesn't seem like Foreman is one driving 85 miles an hour. Yeah, I didn't realize the faster you go, the more gas it burns.
There's a sweet spot for cars, which...
Is that true?
That's what I've been told.
What is the sweet spot?
I think the sweet spot is like between 65 and 75 when you put it on cruise control, and then you have to like have your air set to a certain temperature as well.
Yeah,
I think it's like under 35. If you're going under 35, you're better off with the windows open. But if you're over 35, you're better off to run the AC.
Yeah. You know what? That needs to be our weekend project. We need to find that out. Mm-hmm. Gas prices are astronomical. So, all right, here we go for 2563. He says, even Australians only want people to try Vegemite to see the look on their faces. Yeah. It's not. I wouldn't do it. Only if I had to. What's the craziest thing you've ever eaten, Austin? Mm. Are you, let me ask you before we go to break, are you adventurous? Like, no? Yeah, I know. I know the answer.
you can look at me and know.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably the craziest thing I've had is I had a fried crocodile leg at the Nebraska State Fair growing up.
That's pretty.
Tried some various cuisines in Mexico. Mm. It was all at restaurants and whatnot, like street food or anything. Street,
yeah.
So no, I haven't had like calamari or anything at some fancy upscale place. No caviar, no squid, not like that. So I'd say probably that fried crocodile leg at the Nebraska State Fair.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, I know I've had it. I've had it before. I wasn't too impressed.
This dude's saying camel burger.
That means there's camel meat made into a burger? Hey, well, I'm going to tell you, though. I'm going to tell you this right now before we get into championship weekend and do our picks for Philly, Washington, and Buffalo and Kansas City. On social media, people eat anything.
Oh, yeah.
I saw them barbecuing a mountain lion.
Excuse me?
Yeah, so essentially they get it, they skin it, obviously gut it, and just put it on a barbecue and smoke it. And then they put an enormous amount of seasoning. But they grubbed on that bad boy, though.
Was this like West Virginia?
No. It was up in like Colorado. I've seen them where they...
I've seen them up there.
I've seen them when they've done it down south, too. They eat anything. When I say anything.
I understand if it's for survival, but at some point you got to have standards, right?
But I realized that the... when they do this stuff they just take one bite. I saw the.
But I've all that work it. For one bite?
Well, because they got to get the clicks. Hey, look at Worldwide.
No, we can't read that one.
But you're right, though. Mr. Worldwide. Yeah. Within reason, though. Within reason. But some of those look like it hurt Worldwide. yeah, man, these guys eat anything and they grill anything.
I respect it to a point. You can lose the plot way too quickly for clicks.
Yeah, they eat like raccoon and all. Yeah.
Some people have been on this very text line telling us squirrel's not that bad.
I have a very good friend of mine. I won't say his name. He's actually a really good dude. And he grew up eating squirrel because his dad used to shoot him, I think, and feed that. That's how they grew up here in Lincoln. Right on the old buddy right there.
That way.
Yep. Yeah, you look good.
See you later. Yeah.
Our very own Aaron Davis says, facts, fellas, my brother-in-law from Louisiana was cooking. I'm telling you, Louisiana, our people are different.
Can we give Louisiana back to France?
They're the down south version of Provo, but it only is because of food. Listen, when you get outside of the big cities, like the bayou, they will make fingernail soup and eat it. I'm telling you, man, they will eat it. Now, a lot of it's good. AD would tell you, man, it's good. But when they go,
just don't ask what's in it.
Too far. I told you when I was watching that show, Meat Eater.
Oh yeah,
the guy where they went down and like the sticks where they had to fly and take a boat, then they had to hike and take another boat. Where the local guy where he didn't know English, he had to have a translator. And they made their own salt. Because what they do now is like, so when they go get a fish that, say like a carp, they just put it in salt and then they smoke it. And essentially that's how they're able to make it taste somewhat deep. So they were out in the middle of the night hunting squirrels. And these are some big squirrels. Well, he got mad at the guy that runs the show. He's like, oh, we got to save our ammo. Move over. Once he started, he missed twice. He's like, oh no. One shot, got him. Had a whole like little holster. Like y'all, you see the squirrel tails out of there. Not happening. Crowbait says this first time. Let me say, we appreciate you guys coming on. First time or participating on the text line. Excuse me. First time my dad took me hunting with a BB gun was for squirrel. He's like, they're really not that bad. We're starting to. Hey, Austin.
I told you people would be out here saying that.
Yeah, we might have to put something on the grill one time. He says that my first time, my father-in-law went to my mother-in-law's for supper. They had They had squirrel brains. And it was in Wisconsin. Go fish.
Shocker.
Squirrel brains?
I don't know if I believe that. I probably told you they're squirrel brains, but
no, people in Wisconsin eat squirrel brains. They different. That's probably why they're
offensive. I think Amon did that when he lived up in Green Bay.
No, but that's why their offensive linemen are always so big. Squirrel
Crow brains. Bait grew up on squirrel, rabbit, catfish, deer, and moral mushrooms.
What's moral mushrooms? They make you high.
I don't know.
That's the ones that you go out there.
Pick them off my pizza, so I don't know what effects mushrooms give you.
Squirrel, rabbit, yeah. 3576 says yes. Squirrel brains.
Like the rest of the squirrel wasn't good enough for you. Why the brains?
Yeah, I can't.
They're like this big.
I can't do that. I can't do that. I could do the cat off of crowbait. I could do catfish. I like mushrooms. I guess I could do deer. I know I could do deer. I've had deer jerky.
Deer's fine. At elk and Yellowstone.
I'd probably do rabbit before I did squirrel.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So Ham and Bean says squirrel and rabbit is good. Timmy V says caviar is like eating sand. Never had caviar before. I heard it's salty.
Yeah.
You just put it on a cracker, right? The black stuff.
Yeah. Fish eggs.
Too
bougie for me.
You got wine or something with it, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Super classy, upscale.
You can't have a beer with that. Hey, I take. hey, you get caviar. What do you want to drink? They probably want you to get some cognac all heated up with the cup right here. I take Ultra. You got a Modelo. What size? 16 ounce.
16.
Yeah, I gotta wash it down. Anyways.
Security.
Hey, then they were like, are you sure you want to see the rest of the menu? Yeah, anyway. or they tell you, we don't have that in stock, sir.
I'm good.
Virginia Pirate says beef fries. Well, I don't know what that is.
Let's maybe go to break and look it up.
Let's go to break, come back. Come back. We'll discover what beef fries is, and then we're also going to help you guys discover who's going to win this weekend. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman. Foreman and Norman. We'll be right back.
Watch Old School Live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health. A world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.